Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and...
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Berlau. John is Senior Fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. But right now, we're here to talk about his upcoming book, George Washington. And go ahead and say the title again for me, John.
It's called George Washington Entrepreneur, How Our Founding Fathers Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World. Release date is June 30th, but available for pre-order right now.
You can pre-order it right now. You know, folks, many people know, John, that he married into Mount Vernon. Martha, his wife, family owned Mount Vernon. But we
No. They didn't own Mount Vernon. His brother owned Mount Vernon.
Was it his brother?
Bought some of it and then later inherited it when his brother and his brother's wife died. Martha was wealthy.
Maybe that's what it was. I thought it was Martha's property. But thank you for correcting me on that. But the main point I was going to make is he turned it into an enterprise, not just a farm. His entrepreneurial bent turned it into an enterprise, including becoming a pretty darn good rye whiskey maker, right?
Yes, he had turned it into an enterprise with both the flour mill, the grist mill, blacksmith shop, you know, the spinning shop, sort of textiles, which Martha oversaw, which became very important, you know, as they were boycotting British goods leading up to and, you know, during the war. But then after he was president, his Scottish farm manager suggested, you know, you have this excess wheat. A whiskey distillery would make some money and could make a good product. And then he wrote to his Irish Catholic friend who had been under him in the army, John Fitzgerald, who was a rye whiskey merchant, and said, Fitzgerald said, it's a great idea. So Washington opened it and became one of the largest whiskey distilleries in the country. And Mount Vernon recently rebuilt the whiskey distillery on the property.
They discovered it. It actually was hidden for a couple of centuries. They only fairly recently uncovered the darn thing and found out what was going on. So John, one of the things that a lot of times people in this century miss, they don't appreciate, is how advanced the people were in those days, and especially in the area of sophisticated things like patents and intellectual property. And talk to us about that, because some of the early laws, some of the early documents that we have in our country are about intellectual property rights. Go ahead, John.
Right. Well, Washington started with intellectual property rights when he helped write a law in the House of Burgesses during the colonial day, the Virginia House of Burgesses, where you could register your trademark in like a county court in Virginia. And that's what he did with the flower, even while we were still a colony. Then as a private citizen after the war, he helped champion inventors like James Rumsey, who was one of the is credited with being one of the inventors of the steamboat. Actually had a working steamboat in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, sailing it on the Potomac in 1787. And then one of the first laws he signed was the Patent Act of 1790, which gave one of the first things to Rumsey and to Fitch, a federal patent. But he had helped Rumsey even before that get state patents in Virginia and Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some other? I have one other thing I want to talk about in a minute as we wrap up. But before we get there, what are some other things about George Washington that will be in your book that identifies him as an entrepreneur?
I think from starting as a surveyor and defying the state government and British price controls, how he started as really as a freelancer, as a freelance surveyor, and you know, that was very important with open land and being able, having the reputation for the best, you know, being able to identify all of the features, the contours of the land, which later served him well in the military when he knew the land conditions with real estate, and then he became a real estate speculator.
He also knew our country, and what I mean by that is he got out of his own four walls and went out and saw what was going on across the land. And that's something that I encourage small business owners to do. Get outside of your four walls. Go into your own market. Go outside your market. Go to the national conventions. See what's going on in other parts of the world. That was something George Washington had. I mean, who else in his day knew the country from Canada to Georgia, basically, and all the way over to the Appalachians better than he did?
It was actually a condition of some states ratifying the Constitution that Washington would visit every state, and he did. He never went except for a trip to Barbados, which actually was very important to him. He had a lifelong love of citrus fruit and would build a greenhouse in Mount Vernon because of his trip to Barbados. But he went to every state and kept journals and would visit and talk to every community, visited a synagogue in Rhode Island that was very important and made a speech very important establishing religious freedom. So that and he...
John, I gotta wrap it up. Say the title of your book again.
The title of the book is George Washington Entrepreneur, How Our Founding Fathers' Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World.
And it's going to be available. You can pre-order now, available in June. Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.